Don't Tell. Jack Ryder, Book 7, by Willow Rose. Narrated by Michael Mola for Hot Ghost Productions. Prologue. Maggie Valley, The Great Smoky Mountains, North Carolina, January 26th, 2019.
Dad, have you seen Benjamin?
Penelope Rutherford stood at the top of the stairs, looking down at her father in the hallway. As always on Sunday mornings, he had been out to grab the local paper, the Mountaineer, from the driveway, and was holding it in his hand as the words fell. He barely looked up from the cover story.
Did you hear me, Dad?
His daughter said impatiently.
Dad!
His eyes finally let go of the story of how they were still struggling to raise money to rebuild Ghost Town in the Sky, the old amusement park in their town that used to attract tens of thousands of tourists in the summertime, but had been closed down for decades.
I'm sorry. I was somewhere else. What was that about Benjamin?
Is Benjamin downstairs? He's not up here. He's not in his bed.
Pastor Charles Rutherford took a deep breath and glared at his daughter in front of him. Looking at her often filled him with such deep worry. She was almost too beautiful for this cruel world.
He's not down here either. Are you sure he's not still sleeping in his bed? He never usually gets up this early.
Charles threw out his arms. Outside, it was snowing as it had been all night. The roads were packed with cars heading for Cataloochee to ski, even though it was barely dawn yet. Church would be next to empty this morning due to this weather.
But his bed is empty,
she said.
It looks like no one has slept in it at all. I don't think he's been in it all night.
I don't have time for this. I should be getting ready,
the pastor said, and shook his head.
Penny, where is your brother if he isn't in his bed?
I don't know,
Penny replied, whining slightly.
That's why I'm asking you. I haven't seen him since last night. What's going on?
Beatrice Rutherford came out from the kitchen, bringing the smell of pancakes and coffee with her.
Charles, Penny, why aren't you dressed yet?
Your son isn't in his bed, Charles snapped. Apparently he's been out all night.
The Rutherfords had two sons, but Charles didn't have to say which one he was talking about. His wife knew right away it had to be Benjamin, the youngest of the two. Beatrice went pale, then lowered her eyes like she was the one who had been disobedient. Her husband pointed the paper at her.
If that boy of yours isn't in church today, I'll have my way with him.
Please don't, Dad. I'm sure he's just sleeping at a friend's house.
Penny said, and came down the stairs. Charles spotted deep fear in her young eyes as she was probably regretting having told him anything. Being only a year and a half apart, the two siblings usually stuck together and kept each other's secrets. Her father turned to face her, a small snort leaving him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?